The Randy and Rebecca Hayes Foundation has brought to you the following program. This is not NPR, National Public Radio.
One warning and there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink.
To the brightest audience in the country, I am Bob Enyart, America's right-wing religious fanatic, homophobic, anti-choice talk show host. In our O'Reilly O'Reilly file, has O'Reilly's producer begun listening to Bob Enyart Live? Do they get IRN out there in New York, Information Radio Network? What's up? Last night we made fun of NPR, National Public Radio. And last week, we asked the question, why wasn't Jane Fonda charged with treason if Jihad Johnny was? So on his show tonight, O'Reilly O'Reilly talked about both issues. He had a segment with a New York Democrat, a congressman, who argued that NPR was not liberal, they were not a left-wing organization, but that they reported the news even-handedly. And that just is a crack up. And also, regarding Fonda, since Jihad Johnny Ben Walker Black has been charged with treason, why hasn't Jane Fonda ever been charged? Well, tonight, O'Reilly had an author on who sufficiently slammed Jane Fonda for treason back in 1972. I had never seen the video footage. Never in my life have I seen the footage of Jane Fonda sitting on that AAA, the anti-aircraft artillery in Hanoi during the Vietnam War, 1972. And she went over there and gave extraordinary aid and comfort to the enemy. They're using that piece of equipment to shoot down American servicemen. And she is all smiles and laughing and thrilled, and she touches the machine like it's a deity. It made me sick to my stomach to see that. And so on Fox News tonight, they're asking the question, since Jihad Johnny Walker, since he's been charged with a crime for what he's done in Afghanistan, why wasn't Jane Fonda charged? And for treason, you need at least two witnesses, and that was videotaped. The whole world saw it. All right. Tonight, we're going to take a call concerning a local doctor who many in the Denver area do not know, that a certain OBGYN in Denver also does abortions in his office. And one of the things that we rarely hear about through the media is what goes on inside an abortion office, a doctor's office where they also do abortions. And we have on the line a woman who would prefer that we not use her real name. And of course, we respect that. And she began working just recently for a Denver area doctor who's an OBGYN and found out in just a few days there that he also was doing abortions in his office. And we'd like to talk to her and get her story. Renee, I want to thank you for coming on Bob Enyart Live.
Hi.
I do appreciate you taking the time with us.
No problem.
Can you tell us, Renee, of course, we're keeping your name private, but the doctor, he's in the phone book, right? He's a public doctor.
Yes, he is.
We could talk about who he is.
Yes.
Who's the doctor you went to work for?
His name's Dr. Terry Downing.
Terry Downing.
Correct.
He's the OBGYN that works in the Cherry Creek area.
Correct.
Of Denver, right?
Correct.
Okay. Could you tell us your story, Renee? What kind of medical background do you have and how you started working for him?
I'm a medical assistant, and I was hired on the pretense. I was told that he did medical abortion or terminations. I took that to mean DNCs after a baby had already terminated.
So, in other words, you thought he was doing therapeutic abortions.
Correct.
Like if there was a miscarriage.
Correct.
That then a woman who had a miscarriage might seek medical care.
Correct.
That's what you thought.
That's what I was assuming.
Because
yes.
It wasn't an abortion clinic where you went to work.
No.
It was his OBGYN office.
Correct.
And so you get there and you start working for him.
Right.
And then tell me what did you find out?
Well, I found out he was using the abortion pill, the RU-46.
Mm-hmm.
What he would do is it's a three-pill thing. On the second visit, he put something called Cytotec on the cervix, which makes you have a termination, but the pills actually stop the cell growth.
So the RU-46, they you need a prescription. You take it in the doctor's office.
Correct.
It's three doses over a number of days.
Right.
And the RU-486, you're saying it stops the baby from developing.
Yes.
And then they induce labor.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So from there, I was beginning to see what he was doing. I was told to be very quiet, not tell a soul that he was doing this.
You were working at a doctor's office in Denver.
Right.
And you were told not to tell a soul
that he was doing this.
That he was doing what?
Aborting.
Oh.
But the thing, I mean, I was there 3 days. By the third day, I'd figured it out. He had done about a 22-year-old woman had come in, and he did a medical abortion, meaning he used surgical means.
Right.
The contents of the abortion was put in an emesis basin, and as he was putting it down the garbage disposal in his office, he was saying that baby was at least 16 weeks.
All right, now I have to understand this. When you said the contents of the abortion, you mean the unborn baby,
yes.
The fetus?
Yes, and you could see parts of this baby fetus, this fetus.
And he put it down a garbage disposal?
A garbage disposal.
In his clinic in Cherry Creek?
Correct.
So Cherry Creek obviously being an extraordinarily affluent area of Denver, and he's an abortionist in there. He aborted, you said, a young woman, 22 years old, and the baby, how far along was the baby?
He said it was between 15 and 16 weeks.
Okay, 15 and 16 weeks old. He did the abortion, and then when you said you could actually see the baby going into the garbage disposal, what do you mean by that?
You could see the yolk sac. You could see pieces. A baby's fully developed by 16 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They have everything they need to survive except growth.
Oh.
So literally, you could see pieces of a human being put down along with tissue and
so,
blood, down a garbage disposal like you would have in your home.
So you mean limbs, for example, or
yes,
parts of the baby's face?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, it was nauseating. And when I called him on that, I was told to keep my mouth shut and not tell a soul this was going on.
Well,
and I was
Renee,
terminated for unrelated. Well, I know why I was terminated.
Right. Renee, you're letting the whole audience know. We'll be back right after this.
Can a Christian lie without sinning? If the Nazis were at your door, is it a sin to lie to them so they don't find the family of Jews living in your attic? Was it wrong for the Hebrew midwives to lie to save the Israelite babies in Exodus chapter 1? And if that was immoral, then why did God reward them? Are Christians today nicer than God? Would the average Christian condemn Jesus if he came back today and called people names like swine, Matthew 7, or a dog, Matthew 15, or a snake or a brood of vipers, Matthew 23. Today, that would be considered unchristlike by most Christians, but he said it. And in an effort to make you more Christlike, we've put together a 6-tape audio album called Nicer Than God. It's available for $29.95. Get the information you won't receive in the average Nicer Than God church. The world we live in is an immoral, disgusting mess. The problems parents face in raising children today are enormous and growing. So to help you in your responsibility to raise godly young men and women, we at Bob Benyard Live are offering the Train Up a Child package. The first item is a 100-page book written by Michael and Debbie Pearl called To Train Up a Child. With over 300,000 copies in print, this is an invaluable resource for parents based on biblical truth, not psychobabble. And always easy to understand and clear-thinking, Pastor Bob Benyard rounds out this teaching tool. Included in the package are two sermons on child-rearing delivered by Pastor Benyard to his congregation in Denver, Colorado. Order the Train Up a Child package for $14.95 and get your child on the right path.
We're back, Bob Benyard Live, 1-800-8-ENYARD, 1-800-836-9278. We realize there are people listening in cities from Massachusetts, Indiana, Denver, elsewhere. This is a local story, but I think it has interest around the country because we have heard stories like this in the past and from around the country. For some reason, abortion doctors seem to get away with practices that the rest of the medical community would be in trouble for. Renee, can I ask you, are there regulations for disposing human tissue?
Oh, yes, definitely. It's to be put into a biohazard bag and sealed.
Biohazard. So a hospital, if they remove somebody's tonsils or a kidney, they just don't put it in the trash or flush it down the toilet.
No, that's illegal.
So in Denver, the water system, they're getting from this one abortionist, they're getting the fetus, and I imagine everything else that comes with the termination of the pregnancy.
Every piece of tissue and clot of blood, yes.
Oh, my. Wow. What can I ask you, Renee? I don't want to keep you too long, but what was your position? What is your position on abortion?
I was previously pro-choice until I got into this mess and realized it is wrong. You can listen to someone tell you all you want and form an opinion, but until you see the horrific things that are going on in this world, you can't imagine how much that can change you. And I honestly feel that it is wrong.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm so thankful to hear you say that, Renee. This is a battle that we have fought on this program for about 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
We're so thankful that so many women over those years have contacted us and said that they were thinking about having an abortion, had an abortion scheduled, and they saw either on our website or on a TV program we did for years, they saw the development of the unborn baby and that it wasn't just a blob of tissue.
No, sir. It has a heartbeat, an audio heartbeat with a Doppler at 8 weeks. You can hear a heart beating.
Oh. And I recall that Planned Parenthood doesn't even do abortions until I think it's 7 weeks, 5 days.
Right. So you've got a baby there. You've got a heartbeat. You've got a baby.
And you have brain activity.
Oh, you do. You have a spinal column. You have a brain. You have eyes. You have fingers.
Mm.
It's just tiny.
So the only thing that little baby needs to do
is grow,
have its mom protect it.
Correct.
And that's it. Wow.
That's right.
Renee, I want to thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome.
We would like to follow up. We thank you for alerting us to this on our own.
My pleasure.
We would like to follow up with that doctor and perhaps with the Department of Health.
Great.
And let them know what's going on.
Well, thank you very much.
Renee, thank you.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Okay.
We do appreciate Renee for calling in and telling us that. In fact, on this show, we usually don't waste time getting around to doing things. But I think what I'm going to do, we'll take one call about this topic, and then we might call the Colorado Department of Health to see what they think about that behavior. Let's go to South Bend, Indiana. Dean, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob.
Hello, Dean.
God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. I used to watch your television show.
Yeah.
And I loved it.
You did. And, thank you.
Huh?
Thank you. For...
You're welcome. And I remembered you showed, you had like a poster on there, one of your shows, and it showed like this baby that had been kind of ripped to pieces in an abortion.
Oh, yeah, an aborted baby, right.
Yeah. And I mean, I was kind of lukewarm about it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not kind of lukewarm. I was, you know, it's like, yeah, it's a choice and everything like that.
Right.
And when I saw that picture,
mm-hmm.
that gross picture, it was like that was too revolting to be lukewarm about.
Right.
And I kind of wonder why more of that is not shown and why people are so concerned about being not offending people.
Well, Matt Drudge, you may have heard of Matt Drudge.
Love him.
The Drudge Report. He used to have a weekend show on Fox News. He was the number one show on the weekend for them. And they terminated his show because he was going to present a picture, a photograph on TV of a baby in the womb who was being operated on. And the baby lifted his hand as the doctor made an incision in the mother's uterus, the womb. The baby lifted his hand up and clutched the doctor's finger, his pinky.
And I've seen the picture.
You've seen it.
Yeah.
And Fox News fired him over the controversy over that picture. There was no dispute about whether it was a valid picture. Of course it was. We put it on our website for a long time. And
yeah.
And then we followed up with showing the baby once the baby was born. They operated on the baby in the womb. And that's the kind of effort there is by the American media to suppress the personhood, the tender beauty of that unborn baby.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I agree with you.
So Dean, that's why we're not hearing about it. Hey, I want to thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For that encouragement. I appreciate that. You know, men, the reason so many men are pro-choice is because they don't have to go through the abortion. And if they could find women who are pro-choice, then those women will concede and have sex with the men. And if they get pregnant, no big deal. The guy will throw $500 at the woman, and she goes and has an abortion at Planned Parenthood. That's it. She just gets ready for the next guy to use her and throw $500 more at her. So now, let's see. Calling the Department of Health. That's an idea, isn't it? Now, I just opened the blue pages of the phone book here under the state of Colorado and health. And we have health and environment and public health. And so we have the Board of Health. How about that? What do you think about the Board of Health? Is that for grinding a baby down a garbage disposal into the sewage? Hey, wait a minute. I'm looking here. How about the Water Quality Control Commission? How about them? Boy, the studio audience is saying call the water quality guys. And water quality regulations. Those guys. Well, I guess I could call a few of them. But let me try that right now. I know I'm going to get voicemail, but that's okay, right? All right. 693-692-3469. Now, what is this? Water Quality Control Commission.
Hi, this is Diana with Water Quality Control Commission.
Diana.
This is for the week beginning March 4th. I will be in the office all week. Please leave me a message and get back to you. If you need help right away, press 0 and pound. Thanks.
Hello, Diane. This is Bob and Yart Live on Denver Radio, 670 AM, KLTT. We just did a story with a medical assistant who worked for a Denver area doctor who flushes the human tissue in the medical waste down the drain and puts the medical waste that his office comes up with down the drain, down the garbage disposal. And we were rather shocked to hear that. And we'd like to know, this is a live broadcast right now on radio, not only in Denver, but around the country. We'd like to know if Colorado, the Department of Health in Colorado, Health and Environment, if you guys have regulations against flushing medical waste down the drain. So please let us know. I'll leave you a number, 303-463-7789. That's 303-463-7789. When we hear back from you, we'll be sure to let the audience know what the Department of Health regulations are and whether this one medical doctor is in violation. And, of course, if you'd like to, we'd be happy to have you or someone come on to express the regulations directly. This is an evening show, and this was a breaking story we just got hold of tonight. So thank you very much. All right. Now, I wonder, how about the abortionist himself? Now, I wrote down the name. What's the guy's name? What's the abortionist's name? Tracy. Well, let's see. I got to look for it in my notes here. Dr. Terry Downing. Downing. So now what I'm doing, now I'm going through the black pages, not the blue pages, and I'm looking for Downing. D-O-W. And, all right, here we go. Downing. See, it's a good thing I went to private school at least part of the time. How else could I find this on the air? I'm going to dial this number here. Here we go. All right. You hear all those beep, 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 beep. That means we have messages. But, of course, we always do. Now, this Terry Downing, he not only has...
Good evening, doctor's office. How may I help you?
Hi, I wanted to leave a message for Terry Downing, but we're live on the air right now in Denver on AM 670. Could I leave a message for the doctor?
I can take the message.
Okay. On our radio program, we just had a report that the doctor, as a matter of practice, flushes human tissue down the drain and down.
Okay, but you're talking too fast. I can't type that fast. Can you slow down, please?
I'd be happy to.
Okay.
Okay.
You just had a what?
We just had a live news report on the radio.
Okay.
That Dr. Downing flushes human tissue.
Okay.
And medical waste down the garbage disposal. And this radio program has contacted the Department of Health to ask about regulations. I could leave a phone number, too.
Okay, and which radio station are you?
The show is Bob Enyart Live, and the station in Denver, the program airs around the country. In Denver, it's KLTT.
KLTT. TT.
Yes.
Tom. Okay, and what's your phone number?
303-463-7789.
And you said this is a live radio broadcast?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Okay, that's the message?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, now, Tuesday is when this abortionist, does the abortions here at his Cherry Creek office. And so I have an idea. There might be someone out there in Denver who would like to join me out front in front of his office. We could bring posters to let people know that an abortionist works there, and that he's flushing medical waste down into the public sewage system. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to be there. And let's see, I think 8:30 in the morning is reasonable. We work nights here at kgov.com, and Bob and Yurt Live in IRN. We work nights. So 8:30 in the morning, his address is 3400 East Bayoud. Is that how you say that? Bayoud Ave? B-A-Y-A-U-D, 3400 East Bayoud Ave. That's his office where he's an OBGYN. And 8:30 in the morning. Now, I noticed some people in this studio audience are jotting down this information. Maybe you guys going to join us? Whoa, so there will at least be a few gals and a few guys there at least. That's pretty neat. And we'll, you know what we'll also do? Well, we're at it. We're going to a break, right? We're late. We'll be back right after this.
All lines are busy at this time. For updated information on Bob's national tour and ShadowGov demonstrations, press 1. For Bob's mailing address, press 2. And if you're an atheist, an anarchist, an evolutionist, a humanist, a communist, a socialist, a garden variety, sodomite, a Democrat, or a transgendered freak of nature, press 3. If you're ordering by credit card, please leave your name and phone number, and your call will be returned.
Yeah, you must be them Inyok people. Well, I'm not like any of those things that I just heard in that list of things he just said. I'm not an evolutionist or nothing like that. But I would just want to know if you're the guy I've seen on Politically Incorrect. Yeah, that's it. I just wanted to tell you that I think you guys rock. You guys are really cool, and you need to keep up the good work. So this is George from Jersey. Out.
Hi, I'm a garden variety sodomite and a transgendered freak of nature, and I'd really love a call back from Bob Inyok. So if you could give me a buzz, my name's Cody Lightholt. My phone number is 7. I'd really appreciate being straightened out because I'm sick of being a dirty fag. So thanks a bunch, Bobby. Talk to you later.
Hey, Mr. Inyok, I have actually viewed your website, and then I saw you on Politically Incorrect 3 times, and, well, I don't know what to say about you. All I can say is that I had an uncle that died of AIDS. I'm sure you refer to it as the gay plague. All I can say is that the majority of gays in this country are better people than you. Better than you or any other thing that you could ever be. I hate you, and I wish you had cancer.
I have never in my life heard such a hypocrite as this Bob Inyok. How in the world do you dare put him on the air? How can he judge anybody? He is terrible. You ought to be ashamed to even have him walking around.
Hey, Bob, I'm drunk. And guess what? God ain't going to help me on this one. Take a guess of what I'm drinking. I'm drinking some vodka and some strawberry crush, buddy. Let me tell you what. I bet you're against n***** too, right? Yeah, n***** Let me tell you something. Oh, yeah, and juice too. Guess what, Bob Inyok? I'll tell you something. Bob Inyok, guess what? I'm really seriously drunk, but anyhow.
Hey, we are back. Bob Inyok Live, 1-800-8-INYOK, 1-800-836-9278. The crew, you know what's fun with the TV show we used to do? The crew would get so much into the show that they'd forget that they were working the show. And that's not all bad. That's not all bad. Hey, feel free to give us a call, 1-800-8-INYOK, 1-800-836-9278. I wonder if I should turn back to those pages of the Colorado Department of Health and call a couple more. What do you think? We left a message for Diane, right? Diane is with the Water Quality Control. How about the Board of Health? I think that might be interesting. All right, let's see. Let me dial them. Let's see. Board of Health. Okay, here we go. 303. What line is that? 692-2230. Colorado Board of Health. Four ringy dingies.
Thank you for calling the Office of Auto Records. You have reached the paternity desk of Ann Clark. Huh? Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and I will be in the office all day. However, I'm away from my desk or on Please leave your name, area code.
I dialed the paternity.
Number, and I will call
anybody
you back.
Anybody have a paternity question?
Thank
the
you
audience?
For calling, and have a nice day.
This destination is not accepting messages because the mailbox is full. To transfer out of phone mail, push 0. If you want to transfer to someone who is taking calls for...
Ann Clark?
Please hold the line.
Figures, you know, it figures that the paternity mailbox would be full because of all the babies born out of wedlock and all the women trying to sue for paternity and child care. Man, what's going on with this? Let's see here now. Okay. All those beeps. You hear those beep, 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 beep? You know why that goes beep, 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 beep at the beginning with the dial tone? Because we're underfunded. That's why. We're underfunded. Now, how many ringy-dingies is that?
Hello, this is Linda Sherman in the Office of Legal and Regulatory Affairs at the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment.
Hi, Linda.
I'm not available to answer your call right now, but if you will leave me a detailed message at the tone, I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
All right.
Or if you need immediate assistance, press 0 and the pound sign, and you'll be transferred to someone who can help. Thank you.
Hello, Linda. This is Bob Benyart Live, a radio programming airing live in Rochester, New York right now on WRBS Radio, 1310 AM. We just had a report from a medical assistant who's worked at a doctor's office in Denver. This report we took on the air that there's a Denver doctor who doesn't use biohazard bags to dispose of medical waste, but he takes human tissue, blood, and the products of whatever medical procedures he does in his office, and he puts them down the garbage disposal. And this is in the Cherry Creek area of Denver. And we were wondering, I know that this, I told you this radio station is in Rochester, New York, but it airs in cities around the country. We're including Colorado and Massachusetts and Indiana and elsewhere. We were wondering, is that according to regulation? Do the health department regulation, does the code allow in Colorado to dispose human waste down the drain? So if you can let us know, we'll give you our Denver number, 303-463-7789. You can ask for Bob Enyart, E-N-Y-A-R-T, and the program is Bob Enyart Live. And we would like to know, the audience would like to know, so we'll report back to the audience the information you bring us as to whether or not this doctor is violating a regulation or if in Denver, if it's legal to flush medical waste down into the public sewage system. Thank you very much. I did. I gave the number. All right? Okay. So, now that's the Board of Health. Who else do we have here? Arthritis program? No. No. We have consumer protection? No. They couldn't even comprehend the point. Okay, we have zoonosis program. The zoonosis program. What in the world is the zoonosis program? Z-O-O-N-O-S-I-S. Zoonosis program. It's under the Department of Health, page 54. It's not even alphabetical. What's the zoonosis program doing after D for disease and before F for family? What's the zoonosis program doing there? Should be at the end. I wonder what that means, zoonosis program. Well, we'll find out one of these days. Let's see. How about hazardous waste and... hazardous material and waste management. Nah, let's not call them. That's probably radioactive stuff. Health statistics? Health facilities? I don't, maybe that's Colorado government's health facilities. Nutrition? oral health, personnel, policy, and public-private initiatives. That's pretty cool. How about public relations? Ha ha! That's a good one. We could call public relations at the health department. Let's check them out. Okay. 692-2013. Colorado Department of Health Public Relations.
You've reached the voicemail for Cindy Parmenter for the week of March 4th. I am in the office. Cindy. I just can't take your call right now. At any time during this message, you can push 1. Go
She's
to the
in the
end
office this late at night.
However,
this
if you do need to talk to someone right away, push 0 and pound and ask to be connected to Lori Maldonado, who can be helpful to you, particularly if you are from the news media.
She's at
you also
at
can dial Lori direct at 303-692-2028. However, if your message can wait until I can get back to you, please leave it, and I will get back to you as soon as possible. Sorry to have missed your call.
Hello, Cindy. We're calling you live on the air from Springfield, Massachusetts, a radio program airing right now in Springfield, Massachusetts, WACE, 7:30 a.m. We just had a live report from a medical assistant who worked for a doctor's office in Denver. And the medical assistant said that the doctor disposes of tissue, human tissue and medical waste down the drain, down the sink. And that we've heard from some of our audience members already, and that's grossing out the audience. And we'd like to know if in Colorado, is it legal? This medical assistant, she even gave the name of the doctor who is disposing of this tissue and medical waste, blood and whatever else comes out of a person, flushing it down the drain and grinding it up in the garbage disposal in their sink. And so we would like to know, we'll leave you our Denver contact number, 303-463-7789. We do an evening show, but you can call during the day and we'll relate the information. We'd like to know if there are regulations in Colorado against flushing medical waste down the drain. In Cherry Creek, it's the Cherry Creek area of Denver where this doctor's office is. So we'd appreciate knowing that. Please give us a call, 303-463-7789. And we'll report back to the audience. Thank you very much. All right. So, see, it's handy to be on in different cities around the country. Who else could we call here? Let's see, prevention programs. What do you think about that? No, I guess not. Women's health. How about women's health? All women working for the government. Oh, yeah, that's right. Where are the men working for the government? You know, if we had a few men out there, maybe this guy would be stopped in his tracks. We got girls running everything. Just look, you know, the feminist dream of a feminine society. Well, look at the inner city. The inner city is run by women. How's it going down there?
Bob Enyart teaches the Bible like few others, and one of the best ways to introduce yourself to Bob Enyart's unique style of Bible teaching is with the video Mount Moriah. It's a 2-hour feature video that answers all kinds of questions about the resurrection. Is there evidence for the resurrection still in existence today? Well, this entertaining and professionally made video will show you evidence of Christ's resurrection that has remained for 2,000 years. It proves that 1,500 years after God carved the law in stone, he carved grace in stone at Mount Moriah. And you can answer those who ask, those who doubt the resurrection.
Most people choose their long-distance company right after they see one of their funny ads on TV. At Lifeline Communications, we think that you'll choose your long-distance company for an entirely different set of values. It's true that Lifeline's rates are now 12 to 27% lower than the competition, as low as 6.9 cents on weekdays and as low as 4.9 cents on Sunday. But we're the only major long-distance company which gives away 10% of its income to spread the gospel. And we're the only long-distance company recommended by thousands of major ministries all over America. Plus, if you switch right now, we'll give you 100 minutes of long distance free. So what do? If you're serious about saving money and promoting the kingdom of God, you can do both with Lifeline. Long distance with a higher calling.
Give him a call, 1-800-684-2931. Bob's monthly Bible study. Join up, folks. Every Sunday night, we record a Bible study here in Denver, and we're going through the entire Bible. You can sign up for $24.95 a month. We send out 4 tapes a month every month. We distribute tapes right now to over 100 families around the country. Please join up. $24.95 a month. We can send them out automatically if you sign up by credit card. Give us a call, 1-888-836-9278. That's 1-888-8-NYARD.
Someone signed up for the Bible study, the monthly Bible study today, and to stay on the air, we've calculated we really need somebody to sign up for our monthly Bible study on a daily basis. Each day that the show airs, if somebody signs up, then that gradually increases our revenue, and we could get Bob and Yurt Live on more and more stations and cause more and more trouble for liberals, for pro-aborts, for homosexuals, for evolutionists, for atheists, for socialists and communists, and garden variety sodomites, and whoever's out there. So, and for people who drink vodka and strawberry crush, cause a lot of trouble for people, and the good kind of trouble, the trouble that says, hey, you're going over a cliff, you got to stop. Now, real quick, there was a letter today in the South Bend Tribune, and the letter ended with the website shadowgov.com. That was the end of the letter in the South Bend Tribune in Indiana. And here's the letter. Dear editor, is the election process worth preserving? Campaign finance reformers desperately think that it is. I say, no, it is not. Elections, like other aspects of democratic government, seem to deny the most basic lessons of history. Men are not basically good. They're basically evil. And given time and opportunity, they tend toward evil. This is true of both voters and their proxy lawmakers. Through democratic processes like elections and campaigns, the cumulative depravity of a society erodes even the best laws. Over time, the worst that human behavior has to offer becomes legal in the name of increased freedom. This inevitably cannot be halted by any number of checks and balances or reforms. True reformation must begin with questioning the very premise of democratic lawmaking. For more reasoning along this line, see shadowgov.com. Signed, Brent Berry, Etna Green, Indiana. Etna Green. Etna Green, that's a nice small farming community. I remember it has a diner there. I think it's the only restaurant in all of Etna Green. There's a diner at the main intersection in the middle of town. You can't call it the middle of town. The middle of the geographic area on which Etna Green sits has a diner. I know, I've eaten there. Let's go to Laramie, Wyoming. Eric, speak your mind.
Yeah, Bob.
Yes, sir.
I heard you, it may have been yesterday, speaking a little bit about some of the crazy things that Mormons believe.
Yeah.
And tomorrow I'm going to have the opportunity to talk to, I think, two of them
at
the same time.
Wow.
I want to ask them some good questions, some questions that would, you know, really make them think, about what it is they're doing and that really might challenge them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've definitely thought of some myself, but I kind of wanted to see what you thought might be, you know, the most effective and maybe the most direct questions.
Well, let me tell you something. First, at Denver Bible Church, Sunday night, we are scheduled, I pastor Denver Bible Church, we are scheduled to have two Mormons come and do our Sunday night Bible study, and we've given them permission to try to convert the church to Mormonism, and they're going to present their argument for the Book of Mormon on the condition that we get to challenge them and ask them questions.
Wow.
And so that's happening Sunday night at Denver Bible Church. So that's rather coincidental with your efforts here, Eric.
Yeah.
Great. Glad to hear you. Okay, so what approach were you going to use?
I thought that perhaps maybe one of the best places to start would be just to ask some questions, questioning the Book of Mormon about how it's not verified by any other sources other mm-hmm. than really just itself.
As compared to the Bible, which has literally thousands of instances where archaeology and history have confirmed the cities and the monetary weights and measures, the tools, the commerce. The Bible is corroborated in so many of its historical details, where in the Book of Mormon, every city mentioned in the Book of Mormon, not one of them has ever been found. The iron tools that the peoples in America supposedly used, the iron tools, none of them have ever been found by archaeologists. The monetary units have never been found by archaeologists. They believe the Book of Mormon says that the Jews, sometime, I forget exactly when, to tell you the truth, maybe around the time of King Saul or King David, or I forget exactly when, that a large number of Jews crossed the Atlantic and landed in South America, and they began their empire here in the Americas. And the weird thing is that the Americas, the Native Americans, they never invented the wheel. They never had the wheel, of all things. You got to drag something 500 miles, you'd think you'd put it on a wheel. So it's just unfathomable that the Jews would cross the Atlantic and forget what wheels were. Things like that, just the insanity of the Book of Mormon.
Yeah. One of the things that I've actually got a Book of Mormon recently and looked through it, and mm-hmm. one of the other things that just seems outrageous to me is they put on the bottom of just about every page the estimated year that that they allege that these events took place. They put you know, about 600 BC, about 553 BC, and that it just seems to me that it, instead of maybe on their side, maybe they think that lends additional credibility because they know the time frame. But
right, but it's a completely fictitious story. It's just all made up by Joseph Smith, who never really imagined that tens of thousands of archaeologists would comb North and South America and utterly refute the possibility of his made-up history. He never dreamed of that.
Yeah, he probably thought that he could just get away with it, I guess.
Yeah. And, you know, the old King James, the 1611 King James in the Book of Acts regarding a ship uses the word compass. And so Joseph Smith, being reasonably uneducated, he thought that they had compasses back then. So he said that when the Jews came across the Atlantic, they used the compass to navigate. But the word compass in Old English just meant a circle. And Paul was saying, we got in the ship and we went around a circle. That's how uneducated and ignorant the founder of their religion is. Well, how about their theology? What's your main attack on their theology?
Well, I only know, I mean, I know some parts of it. I know that it's pretty outrageous with some of their beliefs as far as Jesus and Satan being brothers, and they fought and Jesus won. And so that's why Jesus is God on this planet, according to them.
Right. And let me ask you, do you know if they believe in one God?
Or actually, I know that they definitely don't. They actually, when I met with these guys previously, I didn't really tip my hat that I was going to confront them because I wanted to kind of lure them in, sort of.
Yeah.
So this will be my second visit with them.
All right.
But they actually stressed in that first visit the fact that they don't believe in three being one. They believe three separate.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they actually stressed that. And so that.
And you know why they would stress that? As they found that that is a convenient way of taking somebody who's heard of Christianity and bringing them into polytheism.
Yeah.
Right. And so what they believe is that each Mormon could become God. Not become part of God, but become your own God and have people worshiping you. Of course, the Bible teaches that you're only to worship the one true God. The Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. There is no other, God says. It's He alone. So they believe that God used to be a man like we are. In fact, Brigham Young, Joseph Smith's successor, his quote he's infamous for is, "As God is, we shall be. As we are, He once was."
That's pretty outrageous.
That's Brigham Young. And of course, blacks were second-hand people, and you know, blacks were cursed in Mormon theology, and polygamy was valid. But then the government pressured them, and so they got rid of the racist officially from their doctrine, and they got rid of the polygamy officially, although it's still extraordinarily widespread in Utah.
Wasn't there also some sort of a massacre that Brigham Young, led or something?
Right, and not only has the evidence been strong all along that the Mormon hierarchy ordered the slaughter of over 100 men, women, and children in a caravan heading west, they weren't, but just during the Olympics, of all things, an incredibly important artifact was uncovered by the military officer who took the command from Brigham Young to slaughter this wagon train. And he admits to having done it. These people were slaughtered, and the U.S. government brought charges at the time, tried and punished a number of Mormons for murder, mass murder. And so the trail leads to Brigham Young. Not only just that, but Mormon history is just inane from the beginnings of Mormon history with Joseph Smith being such a fraud and a charlatan.
And don't they also, their church operates more like a business than in the way that they do things financially, I know. But I don't really know very much of the details. I just know that that's kind of, they own at least some companies, I think, or percentages of some companies.
Well, the church heavily urges people to give a large percentage of their income to the church. And if you don't give the money, maybe you'll be a bad Mormon. You might go to hell, or you might not become a god or something. Or you might have not have these women eternally giving birth for you on your own world. You know, the Mormons, Eric, when they go to heaven, they get wives. And the wives eternally give birth. I wonder if they ask the women about that. I mean, birth is really neat. But eternally?
They'd probably get pretty worn out.
being eternally pregnant? Man, they got to ask the women about that. Actually, being pregnant is a wonderful thing. My wife and I, between us, we have 7 boys. And we love each one dearly. So the more the merrier. But eternally? All right. Hey, thank you, Eric.
All right.
I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. Yeah, the Mormon church is a cult. It's not a Christian religion. It's not a Christian sect. It's not part of Protestantism. It's not Catholic. It's just a cult where they believe in multiple gods. Hey, we'll make more calls maybe tomorrow night, and we'll let people know more about our Tuesday abortionist visit. Does Bob Inyart remind you to do right and risk the consequences?